There has been a large government grant made, $500,000 from the Ministry for Culture and Heritage, and it's been given to a matchmaking books site, and the grant has shocked many in the literary community in Aotearoa. The news just sort of broke this morning. It's part of a $374 million COVID recovery package for the arts sector. The beneficiary of that $500,000 is a company called Narrative Muse. Steve Broadius is the writer and editor of Newsroom's books section. He broke the story today. Kia ora, Steve.
G'day, Jesse. How are you going?
Good. Would you be surprised that I haven't heard of this Narrative Muse organisation? I'm not super up to date with New Zealand book goss, but it's a new one to me.
Jesse, I would have been shocked if you said you had heard of it.
What is the company?
It's an unknown quantity, really. It's been floating around for a while. It's a start-up, and it's headed by a woman called Bro Johnson. She's a film editor and a wedding celebrant, I believe. And she set it up as a sort of, you know, if you like this book, you'll like this one, you know, and builds up a sort of a portrait of your tastes and your identity and who you are. And so it will hopefully match you with the kind of book that you would like to read. And it's been floating around like that without anybody noticing it for several years. And then on Friday, the Ministry for Culture and Heritage announced that it was giving it $500,000 to pivot, so to speak. Its focus has been entirely, pretty much, on international titles up until now. And now it will pivot to focusing on New Zealand books. And it's kind of stunning because no one's ever heard of it in New Zealand writing or New Zealand publishing. And, you know, it's a pretty small field. There's about 17 of us. And we'd never heard of this thing, which has been blessed with $500,000, which is the kind of money you never, ever see in literary funding via Creative New Zealand. And that's the sort of curious thing, is that this money has come from the coffers of the Ministry for Culture and Heritage directly without any input, it would seem, from Creative New Zealand, who know the literary sector, who know the art sector. That's their job, that's their practice, that's their expertise. And so the criticism really is kind of less of this Narrative Muse. You know, good luck to them. Good luck to anybody trying to make a buck. But the criticism is more of the ministry and their baffling decision to give a significant amount of public money to a startup. When I interviewed the head of it yesterday, Bro, she couldn't name a single New Zealand author. Well, she got as far as saying she heard of Our Way, which was by Becky, but couldn't remember Becky's surname.
Yes, and that's not a good look. You had quite a long conversation with her, which is detailed in your newsroom piece. She did, however, outline some plans to really grow the New Zealand content of the site, and presumably $500,000 would be a good way of doing that.
Well, yeah. I don't know. It just seems kind of baffling, really. You know, they're sort of starting from a position of complete ignorance of New Zealand literature, and her plan was that for the next 18 months they would develop a knowledge of that. Well, I guess that's good, but, I mean, there's a bunch of people who are already very familiar with New Zealand literature, or established authorities on it. And, yeah, the other thing which really stuck in the craw of a lot of people, and people are very, very upset about this, quite dismayed, because it is such a lot of money. But the thing, that, a particular thing that people are dismayed about is that in the current model on Narrative Muse, if you want to see a book that's listed and recommended and you go to buy it, the engine takes you directly to international affiliates, which is to say Amazon and iTunes, and you buy it from either of those companies, totally bypassing New Zealand booksellers. So here's $500,000 of government money going, funneling towards the direction of good old Amazon And it does kind of seem sometimes, doesn't it, that this government just can't get enough of giving our money to Amazon. Amazon is some kind of charity almost.
I just need to quickly mention, and we're a bit short of time, Steve, but that Rachel King is slightly more circumspect on Twitter. She notes the money didn't come out of Creative New Zealand's pool. It could be used to push more New Zealand books and link them to New Zealand shops so they can decouple from Amazon. Did you see anything in her arguments? Just in about a minute, if you can, with me.
Yeah, I did see that. She's hoping for the best, and you know, as we all are, but it's just such a lot of money to go to a pack of ignoramuses, and it sticks in the craw. And good luck to Narrative News, but the Ministry for Culture and Heritage have got some questions to answer. Seems like the great New Zealand incompetence striking again.
Steve, nice to have you on. Thank you so much.
Good on you, Jess.
Steve Brawnius from Newsroom. You can read his piece there. And Rachel King's slightly more optimistic Twitter thread is worth a read as well. We've put in a request with Narrative Muse, but we haven't heard back from them to answer some of those issues raised by Steve Brawnius there.